Welcome to From Our Mind to Yours. I'm your host, Destiny.
I'm D'Angelo.
And today we are back with episode 12. Welcome back.
Episode 12.
If you are still listening, thank you.
Right, bless you.
For the support. As you know, we are just starting out on this podcast journey, and anybody that continues to give us a listen or a watch and continue to support us, we are very grateful for that.
Very grateful.
So today's episode, obviously we have a couple things we want to talk about, but we're going to start off with, I want to talk about the law of attraction. And I know there's a lot of videos out there that speak on the law of attraction, what it is, how to use it, utilize
it. Works. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, how it works. And I just came across another podcast episode from Jenna Zoe, I think that's how you say her name.
Yeah,
Zoe,
yeah.
I'm not sure. We've talked about her before, about human design. And she was talking about how the law of attraction actually works. And basically what she was saying was, you have to be the right version of yourself, the most authentic version of yourself, for it to work the way that it's designed to work, the way that it's meant to work. And I think that's why a lot of people struggle with the law of attraction. They think it's something that, like, they have to practice at to get better, but it's not. It's just something that happens naturally. It's one of the natural laws of this world. It's not something you need to practice.
Well, and she also talks about how the law of attraction works towards your design type.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Which is being your authentic self.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you're designed that way. But the law of attraction only works towards your design type. If you try to force something else that's not something you're designed to attract, it won't come. You know that.
Yeah.
Part of working against it as well.
Yeah. And just some notes that I had written down just to get my, like, my brain going again on this topic. Yeah. Because whenever I think about things that we could talk about on the podcast, I always, like, write them down or in my phone or something. So on here I have, the law of attraction just works when you are in alignment with your true self and are operating through your design type, which opens you up to receive downloads and messages on what to do. The law of attraction can now work because you're allowing yourself to be who you came here to be.
Yes.
Which is essentially exactly what D'Angelo was talking about. When you are, I feel like there's really no other way to describe it. Just authenticity is, like, what it always comes back to. Yeah. There's really nothing else. When you are being your true self, making decisions based off of trusting yourself, knowing which direction you're going in, knowing the path, knowing what you desire and what you want out of your life and what you know is possible for you. The way that the law of attraction starts helping you throughout that journey is you just start naturally, things start gravitating towards you that support that path that you're going down, that support all of your desires. They support everything. Everything just starts naturally flowing much better. And you can't really do that unless you really know who you are.
Yeah,
you can't absolutely do that like trying to create something, create a life for yourself because you've seen other people do it. Like a certain, like, kind of life for yourself because you've seen other people do it.
Yeah.
It has to be that you truly and genuinely do want that for yourself. It can't just be you trying to copycat something, or it's not going to work, because you can't trick the natural laws of the universe. It doesn't work that way. They can't be manipulated to work any other way than they are designed to work.
I think it's really beneficial for people to learn their design type and really get into human design and see what it's all about. And it's kind of like a playbook to help you figure out who you are and who you're meant to be and what you came here to do and what path you're meant to go on, right? It doesn't give you – there's some fill-in-the-blank details that you have to do, the work you have to put in to figure out who you are yourself. But human design really allows you to think about experiences and stuff you've already went through, and you can connect those things once you figure out your design type. Like, okay, that's why I did that way, or that's why this happened in my life. That's why I think or operate this way, whatever. Human design really helps you navigate that, and true authenticity comes out of that when you start to figure out who you are.
Mm-hmm. It just makes everything easier, allows everything to flow. So if you take anything away from this, get to know yourself and just be yourself.
Exactly.
Don't worry about what anybody else is doing. And I know people say that all the time, but if a bunch of people are saying it, sometimes that's the truth. Sometimes that's just really what it is.
Yeah.
I know a lot of the messages going around today are to not follow the crowd and not listen to what everybody else is doing. And I know we've sent some of those messages too, but that's where discernment comes into play. And truly knowing yourself and knowing what's for you and what's not for you, so that you can decipher which knowledge and advice to utilize.
Yeah. And what old preconditioned mindset you have to get rid of. And mm-hmm. recondition your mind to think a different thing and operate a different way. Because the old way or whatever way didn't resonate with you and is stuck in your head, you need to get that part back out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and download the authentic part of it. The raw, this is me. I don't think of anybody else when I think of this thing. I think of only myself, right? That's authenticity. Knowing and operating off of your own intuition and knowing that that thing is for you. When you don't have to think about anybody else in that decision making, that's you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're never going to know what it feels like to be in that flow, in that stream of like things just naturally happening for you and lining up perfectly, until you start on that path of getting to know who you really are.
Yes.
Because like I said earlier, you can't like twist and manipulate this law to work to do your benefit. It's only always going to do what it was designed to do, whether good or bad.
I'd like to touch a little bit. She said good or bad, right? Law of attraction comes in every way, positive and negative. Okay. And some people don't understand even a lot of the negative shit that comes to them is the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they bring to themselves, right? The first step in changing that is recognizing that that's what you're doing, right? Taking ownership of your energy that's bringing your attraction, you know, into reality. So, yeah, figure that shit out.
The basis of everything is that it always comes back to you.
Yeah.
I don't care what religion you follow, what spiritual practices you participate in or you do or believe in, whatever. It always comes back to you. You are, and I've said this so many times, but it's true. You are the operant power. Everything that's going on around you is based off of the decisions that you make every single day. The person you choose to be every single day when you wake up. The habits that you have, that you have the power to continue doing or to swap them out with something different.
Yeah,
that aligns with you and who you are in that very moment. You can change who you are whenever you want to.
Yes.
You can flip-flop back and forth. You might not get much progress, but if that's part of your journey and discovering who you are authentically, then that's what you have to do. But it always comes down to, everything always boils down to you, how you are operating, the energy you are emitting, the decisions you're making, the habits that you have, it all operates off of you.
Yeah. Your blessings, everything, all those gifts, those attractions come from who you are, how you are.
Mm-hmm.
She's right. So yeah, that was pretty much the gist of what we wanted to talk about for the law of attraction, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, operate as you, and everything that you want and desire will come.
Pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah. But you can easily have gravitated towards you the exact opposite. So, learn you, and you got this. I promise.
All right. So next, we want to talk about movement and quality of life.
How movement contributes to the quality of life.
That's you, doggy.
Yeah, because even as we were talking about design type, I mean, I think movement is very important for everyone in assisting them figure those things out mentally too, right? Because, you know, mind, body, spirit, emotions all have to be balanced for you to operate and function like to your top level, like how you're supposed to and how you're supposed to do it best. And I just watched a video about this lady talking about movement and how in the last couple decades, the biggest scientific discovery, whatever, is that movement itself naturally produces an antidepressant in your body. It blocks stress and depression from entering your body. When your muscles contract, it sends what they've called hope molecules to your body that defends yourself from these emotions, the stress, the depression, anxiety, all that stuff. Movement's very important for that. You know?
I mean, and it's very simply put, we see the difference when we're not...
Feel the difference,
like,
too.
Like, when we fall off and we're not moving our bodies, we're not working out consistently or even just at all. Anybody that has done that, that has had a period of their life where they were moving their body, no matter what that movement looked like, whether it was working out, whether it was taking a walk, whatever, going
climbing,
on
running, anything.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Just moving your body in general. Everybody that has done that and then also had a period of where they're not moving their bodies, I already know we all have had that same exact experience. You feel depressed.
Yeah.
You feel depression is it. That's when you are not moving your body, you definitely are having some depressive thoughts. Yeah, I can guarantee it.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like D'Angelo was just talking about, there has to have been some kind of link between the two, because it's almost a given. When you're not moving your body, you feel shitty.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when you're not, it's not that you don't ever come across those feelings that you don't necessarily like care for or really want to be feeling, but you're able to cope differently. You're able to handle them differently. Yeah. And process them.
Your body responds differently.
Exactly. And process them and move on from them and continue, rather than when you are not moving your body and you feel those emotions. It feels like it's a lot easier to just sit with that and just drag it out.
When it's you're almost, not moving.
Yeah, it's almost like you can't even really help it to drag out those. You know, not so amazing feelings.
Well, yeah, because your mind is preoccupied a different way, right? When you're moving, you're exerting energy, you're contracting your muscles, you're moving around, lifting.
You're not thinking climbing. About those other things.
Yeah, yeah. Your body, your mind has no room to think about stress and depression and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
All your body knows is that it's exerting itself, it's contracting its muscles, and like I just said, scientists say that that literally creates molecules in you that fights those things. That's why it's you can't think of those things when you're moving your body, you're moving around, you're getting your exercise, however you want. Mm-hmm. You know, those emotions don't even come up.
I mean, and even the scientific part is amazing, and I love that, and I'm glad that we have that to reference to. But even if you're a little skeptical still, there's so many people without the scientific information to back it that have said the gym has saved my life.
Yeah.
Working out has saved my life. I like some people that were in the some very strong addictions and just the deepest of darkest of holes and depressions that have said the gym has saved their life. Working out has saved their life.
Yeah.
Last part. Just simply even the fact of not having to think about those things while they're working out in the gym, kind of what you were saying. But obviously something was happening within them and in their brain while they were working out that helped them move out of that depressive state, yes, or whatever addictions they were facing.
Yeah, absolutely. I worked with a journeyman. By the time I worked with him, he was 64 years old. But, you know, grew up his life, he was a partier. He did a lot of heavy drugs. And he did have an addiction. And he changed that for hiking. And every weekend went on 20-mile hikes and had hikes planned out for 8 months in advance. Every weekend for 8 months, he already had somewhere planned for his hike ready to go. And I'm like, that's mm-hmm. fucking awesome.
That is really cool.
Yeah, it's 64 years old doing that. You know, found himself a girlfriend that loves doing that with him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Let go of the drugs. I think, I forget how many years sober. It was quite a bit by the time he was working with me. But the fact that he changed that addiction into a positive addiction. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I like to say I'm addicted to the gym. In a very positive way. I love it. I love working
out. I think it's very natural to have addictions. I think that's kind of part of the human experience is, I think humans just are in some degree addicted to certain things, and some things Absolutely. Are good for you, some things are not good for you.
Yeah.
I think you just have to be able to have a control on that and decide what you're going to allow yourself to be addicted to, I guess.
You're right. You know? You can be addicted to stress, depression, anxiety, or you can be addicted to getting some movement in and blocking yourself from all of those emotions in the fucking first place.
Mm-hmm. I rock with it.
Right?
So, yeah, that's going to be the end of our episode for tonight.
Get your ass up and move your bodies.
Wise words of D'Angelo. Okay, you guys, we'll see you in the very next episode, episode 13. Stay tuned. Subscribe on YouTube if you're not already subscribed, and turn on your notifications so that you know when we post an episode every single Wednesday. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, please follow our page. I believe it notifies you every single time we post it, or it just pops up. I say that every time. But I still haven't figured it out. Whatever. Anyways, it'll show you when we post a new episode.
You got it. You guys know what you're doing.
Stay tuned. Bye. Bye.